Chapter 9. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
It was, Leia mused as she stood bathed in flattering blue light, not all that unpleasant a place as far as prisons went. She herself had been in worse, more than once. She was currently in an isolated corner of the detention center located deep within the Jedi Temple, along with her husband Han, their daughter Jaina, and the person they had come to see. This particular asylum block, a two-story cell house with a barrier field erected around it, could almost be taken for a comfortable apartment at first glance. The interior had flow-form couches, tables and chairs, and a state-of-the-art holographic center that her gadget-loving nephew Ben would likely envy. Two doors opened from the main living area to a bedroom and a refresher. Just a pleasant apartment, if one's apartment had transparent steel walls in the living area, had all its furniture bolted to the floor, and was surrounded by force-suppressing Islamari housed in old bio trees, expensively and swiftly brought from their native Makir. Leia and her family were standing on an observation balcony with a barrier field safely between them and the inmate.
"When can I sign up to be a Jedi prisoner?"
Han said.
"This place is nicer than my first living quarters."
Standing within a centimeter of the transparent steel wall, Sef Helen, square-jawed, curly-haired, stared stiffly up at the Solo family. He gave no sign of recognition. His arms were folded across his chest, and his eyes were like chips of ice. Jaina, Jag, Tahiri Vela, Winter Selchu, and Mirax Horn had taken him down a few days earlier. He had been spotted disguised as a worker outside of the Armand Izard Correctional Facility, where Valen Horn was contained. It was one of the rare strokes of luck they seemed to be having that they were able to capture him both alive and without the Galactic Alliance knowing a thing about it. Although a great deal of damage had been done to the prison during the incident. It had been all over the news vids, but thus far, no member of Darkmeld, as Jaina had dubbed the team, had been identified. Leia kept her eyes on Helen as she spoke to Jaina.
"I'm glad you removed him from the med center. This feels better."
Jaina and Leia had calmed Han right after the exquisitely uncomfortable master's meeting and asked him to meet them here. Now Jaina stood between her parents, small and dark-haired like her mother, vitally energetic like her father, watching not the prisoner she had helped to bring down, but Han's and Leia's reactions.
"He's a patient, not a prisoner, but of course we have to keep him contained. The incident with Valen Horn painfully demonstrated the need for that."
Han frowned.
"Although I gotta say, I think the blue light would start to bug me. Hey, is that a PV-187 holographic display unit?"
"Dad,"
Jaina said. She turned to her mother and continued.
"The bedroom and refresher are screened off to give him some amount of privacy, although we have the ability to check them if we feel there's a need. We want to make him as comfortable as possible while making certain he's absolutely confined. And we hope the change of venue might calm him."
"Oh, he looks calm," Han said. "Calm and contemplating how best to dismember us."
"Dad,"
Jaina repeated.
"I gotta say, I never thought we'd see this guy again,"
Han said, smoothly shifting from acerbic humor to deadly seriousness.
"And we're not so glad about it, to be honest."
"You're certain it's the same man you saw?"
Jaina asked, directing the question to both parents.
"Yep, I recognize him."
Sef did not move.
"And I recognize his feel in the Force," Leia said quietly.
"Has it changed at all?"
Jaina inquired. Leia sighed,
peering down at the tall, attractive young man whom she'd known since he was 14. She and Han had run across Sef Helen just a few months before. He had alarmed their granddaughter, Alana, by how he felt to the girl in the Force. Alana had fled, screaming to Leia, crying out Jason's name. The girl was perceptive. There was indeed something dark and dangerous in Sef Helen's energy. And about 10 minutes after that encounter, Helen had shocked everyone by tearing loose a dozen blasters from the hands of GA Intelligence, throwing them against the wall, and then paralyzing his enemies as if literally freezing them dead in their tracks. A neat little trick, one that he shouldn't have been able to do, but one that Jason Solo had.
"It's gotten more intense,"
Leia said, wishing she had better news to report.
"Stronger. Darker."
"Sounds like a cup of calf,"
Han said. He ran a hand over his stubbled face.
"You know, I could use one."
They had left Kessel as soon as word had reached them about Seth's capture, and little things like food, drink, and sleep had been pushed aside. Leia had to smile.
Me too. I think I've seen enough here. Let's go upstairs, get some caff, and take it somewhere private, where we can talk.